Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is James, a.k.a. Lips, and you're currently listening to a UCR Rewind of Psychic Maria LeConte from October 2011. The reason we're doing the UCR Rewind is because Karen is currently traveling from the convention Space City Con in Houston. So we will be live tomorrow night, so tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for an all-new show. But in the meantime, enjoy this UCR repeat, followed by the Chick Chat premiere from 2012. Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Me, Mike, and I am here. We're having a fantastic, fun psychic show right here on Unscripted Radio, and we are completely psyched because not only is Jeff here, although he's feeling a little nauseous, so if you do happen to hear any gurgling sounds, don't be alarmed. It's all good. But we're really excited because it's been such a long time since our very good friend Maria LeConte, the psychic from Angels Calling, is here with us tonight. She is on the line with us right now, and she's going to be taking your calls. We're going to be starting here very shortly in just a few minutes, but we want to just catch up with her. So enough of me rambling. Marie, how have you been?
I've been good. How are you guys?
We're good.
I've had better days, but, you know, the winter kind of gets people down, but I'm in the psychic mode. How's that? I've been getting things pretty right, so that's important, you know? I was telling somebody, sometimes it's a lot of pressure on me because a lot of people expect a lot from you, especially when they're doing, you know, getting a reading. They want a lot of information and seeing how this all works. And, you know, as far as me, I'm just myself. I tell them I'll pick up what I get. If I don't get it, I'll tell you I don't pick that up. And I think the best thing is just being honest. And
absolutely.
Seeing what I do get with the person. And, you know, honesty, I always say, is the best policy. There's some people I read and they have blocks up, or for some reason I can't read them, you know.
If you're going to put your block up, why would you even go to a psychic all blocked
They do that.
Let it flow.
Because they're scared. A lot of people are scared. And it's as well as the good stuff, as well as the bad things. They don't want to hear, like, oh, there could be a breakup, but they're not looking into the future. You know, the breakup could be a good thing because one door opens and, you know, one door shuts, another one opens. So sometimes they don't realize that there's a lot of good things that happen. You know, when something bad happens to us, we tend to put our defenses up. And, you know, how many people come to me, don't tell me anything bad. Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to lie?
Oh, right. Right, exactly.
I just try to stay positive, and I think it's the way that how you interact with people is very important, and what I do pick up and to tell them, and the way that you tell them, you know? Like, I don't just,
yeah.
I mean, if I do see something, I don't sit there and tell them, like, oh, it's gloom and doom. I'll just say, you know what, be careful of this, and check this, and do this, you know? Because I believe you can avoid things, too.
Oh, absolutely. You certainly can. I mean, especially if you've got a little bit of forewarning. But my question would be, have you channeled Mother Nature at all? Could you maybe ask her what's going on with the weather, why we're halfway through January and now she decides we're going to get snow? What's up with
that? It's just how it's going to be, you know? No, I think we're going to get into a cold February, too. I think it's just I get a lot of snow, but not at once. I see more of like 2-3 inches type thing coming up. So I do see
My prediction,
Mitt Romney's going to win. So whoever doesn't win, I'm telling you, he's going to win. I said it if you scroll back on my page, I said it back in, I think last year. I said he was going to be the next one, and some people got mad at me, but it's okay.
I
felt like I've seen him.
So do you think he's going to win the GOP nomination, or do you think he's taking it all?
I take the whole thing.
Really?
He's going to win, yeah.
Well, now I'm excited. I'm excited in general, but now I'm even more excited to see the showdown between Romney and Obama.
Well, and I think this year is going to be a strange year, and just even for people that are listening, as far as world events, this year is 2012, so we're going into a year of unknown things, meaning, like, anything can happen, and it's kind of, kind of scary. So you're going to see, like, a lot of unexpected things, a lot of earthquakes, a lot of, I don't want to try to sound negative, but you're going to see a lot of things come up that are unusual, unexpected, you know, storms and that nature more than you've seen in the years previous.
All right. So as far as the whole world ending on this, what is it, December
22nd, 2012? No, it's just it's an energy changing.
Okay.
The energy is changing. And people that are very intuitive and psychically, they're going to get more, even more intuitive. It's an energy change. And the weird thing is a lot of people cannot handle the new energy that's coming in. I mean, a lot of people, like, are backing out of saying, like, they can't deal with it.
Right,
know?
Right. Well, people, it's tough. I mean, I know for me, I don't like change, you know. I mean, I think it's almost human nature. We get in our ruts and our habits, and it's comfortable. We don't like change, Marie. We don't like it.
No, I know. True. You're right. I agree. I don't like it either, but you know what? It is part of life. I mean, you're probably the one that would stay in your place for a long time. You're happy. Once you're comfortable there, you want to stay. You don't like to change. You don't want to change your house. You don't want to change your apartment. Right?
This is true. Well, you know, you did kind of say it right there, because I did just renew my lease right here in Rhode Island for another year.
Yeah.
So,
as you're comfortable now, and you know where you are. And you feel safe there, and that's, you know, yep,
that's
true.
Very true. Very true.
Like,
well,
change, we might like change for other people, but not for ourselves.
No, not at all. I love to see other people change. That's, I love to
change.
Right?
That's
people,
a good
put it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, are we ready to jump in and take a couple callers here?
Yeah, I'm all set.
All right, well, Jeff is being a busy beaver right now, screening them all for us, so... The first one we're going to bring, this is actually Karen from Brockton, and she just, I guess, has a question about changes in her future. So, Karen, you're on the line with Marie. Go ahead, you know, ask your question, and we'll try to keep this a little quick just so that we can, you know, get to everyone that tries to call in. But go ahead.
Okay. I really just wanted to know if she saw any, you know, maybe life changes or anything big coming down the road for me in the future.
Can I ask, what sign are you, Karen?
A Virgo.
What month are you? A Virgo? Oh, yeah. I do, but it's not going to be right away, because I feel like right now you are going through a lot of stuff, correct, right now? I mean, it's probably just cleared. So whatever you just went through, it is going to start changing to be more positive. I'm not saying you went through a lot of negative stuff, but the last couple of years, I want to say the last 2 or 3 years for you have been kind of a little bit stuck, okay? So I feel like that whatever was been stuck, I see unstuck. So I do see it being a lot better for you.
Okay.
Because you're a perfectionist. It can be very hard, like, you know?
Yeah,
so,
well, that's true.
Yeah, well, be a little bit easy on yourself, but I do see it really, you doing good. Virgos are usually money makers, and they usually do well financially. So, yeah, I think you'll do really good. It's just that I felt like that you were stuck. Do you have a daughter? Is there a little girl around you?
I do have a daughter, yes.
Yeah, I got a daughter around you. That means the world to you. Your family means so much to you. Very
they
cool.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, you got a
do
boy,
you...
too, right?
I do.
You have
do.
A little boy? Yeah, I
yeah.
have a little boy with you, yep. But I see you doing really well, so I would say whatever you're doing, to keep doing, I wouldn't change too much right now. You might be thinking about buying property or moving, so there is going to be some big changes coming up for you that are positive.
Oh. Okay, well, that's good. That's great to know.
No, it is. It is good. I feel like
do you see anything at all about my children?
I get good with them. I feel like Does one have, like, a learning disability or some type of disability, but they're fine? Like, they're doing better?
Actually, yeah, my daughter, yeah.
Okay, so she'll pick up. Give her some time. She will pick up, and I see her doing a lot better. I really feel like she's been struggling, you know, the last couple of years. But you know what? I just feel like it's part normal for her, too. And I do see her coming out of that. Keep working with her. Keep working with the teachers, things like that. And I see you doing really good.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah,
I'm glad
I think you needed to hear that because you're worried about her. She's your oldest?
She's the youngest.
She's the youngest, all right, because I feel like there's a concern with her, but I do feel like just keep working with her. She needs a lot of one-on-one, okay, meaning like
okay.
in learning and stuff, and she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Oh, good. Okay.
I don't
That's
think you
good.
Have to go to, like, great lengths with her is what I'm saying. I think she just needs one-on-one, a tutor. I don't know if you already have done that, but I see
we
her
actually
doing
have.
Fun,
yeah, she's gotten some
yeah.
help, and she actually
she's
has.
Getting help. She
yeah,
needs stuff with colors. The colors are going to help her, so that's important. Okay.
Okay.
Is she December? Is she the end of November? December?
No.
Her birthday?
No.
What's her birthday?
June.
June. Okay. Yeah. Beginning of June or the end?
Kind of the middle, actually, the 16th.
The middle? Okay, so she's a Gemini. She'll pick up things really good. I see her being, her memory being photogenic. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I do see her remembering things. So I do think that she'll be fine.
Oh, good.
Ladies, you
good.
Guys are worried more than her, you know? She'll
yeah.
be good. It's normal to worry about your kids, but I do see her doing really well. I see a little bit of disability, but I do see it's more of a learning thing, and then I see you're coming out of it.
Oh,
so
good.
I think you're
okay,
doing
well,
the right thing,
you.
And I think
Great.
That's your biggest worry.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
well,
I think good. You're welcome.
We have Justin, and he just had, looks like he has a general question, Marie, about what you see coming up for him. Justin, you're on the air with Marie the Psychic. Did you want to have a specific question or just a general reading?
Just a general reading. I just want to know what she sees for my future, like in the kind of near future.
What sign are you, Justin?
Gemini.
Oh, Gemini? Okay. Well, another one with the Gemini. I don't know if you know too much about astrology, but you're an air sign. So I just feel like you're very good with people as far as communicating and you know, giving to people and helping people out, okay? You're very much giver, and I feel like you've kind of always been like that. I feel like that you are going in the right direction. You're a little bit stuck as far as your work, or what you really want to do. But have you been thinking about more of a financial or doing something with your own business? Has there been ideas?
I'm kind of starting something new.
Well, you've been stuck on what to do for a couple of years, you know.
Yeah,
the last couple
yeah,
of years.
Sure.
Yeah, you've been stuck. And I feel like, have you traveled? Because I feel like you traveled a lot. I don't know why I get a sense of traveling around you or you want to travel.
Yeah, I'm about to travel, and I've never
yeah.
traveled before.
Yeah. So I get traveling around you. I feel like that I do get good as far as you where you want to be. I just feel like you've been stuck, but you have a lot of good ideas and that you're not using. I like to see you use them more because you have the ability to definitely put out there a lot of good things. And I think you do think a lot and you're not using it. You've got a big creative side and you're not using. And I think we all do and we got to tap into that. And I do think you have a lot of good ideas, and then you're thinking, oh, I don't have the money for it, or I'm not sure how is it going to, you know, you question yourself too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that is, there's two things that's going on with you, and you feel a little bit stuck on which way to go, and I would definitely move towards to anything with, I don't know how to say this, but anything with, like, There's a really good idea with you, and I think you need to move forward with that. It could have to do with your own business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that looks really positive for you as far as financial. And I see your financial status getting better. So that's going to
oh,
be you. Yeah.
Oh,
so
good.
It, as far as you, I get good. You're concerned about love, too. Do you take is someone from your past around you?
No.
Back and forth?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm going to be leaving soon, so it's kind of.
Yeah.
It's just kind of up
who's
near.
In uniform?
I'm sorry, what?
Wow. Huh? Marie, you're right on.
Somebody's in uniform. Who's in uniform?
I just joined National Guard, so.
Oh, okay. All right, because I see
we did not tell Marie anything ahead of time. And Justin's a listener of the show, and I kind of know his background, which is why, Marie, when you said, I see uniform, I was like, oh, boy.
I see uniform. As far as with you, and I just feel like that, I think you'll do good. You'll be very much protected. You have a grandfather or someone, grandmother, so someone that passed away. It could be even great grandfather. But you have a male around you in spirit that's protecting you as far as military.
That's really cool. Yeah, one of my grandfathers was in the military.
So. Yeah, was he in the military?
He was.
And he passed away, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's around you. I want you to know that.
That's cool.
And he's with the J, too. I don't know if he's a John, Joseph, or Jason.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
huh?
You're right. His name was
Jim. Yeah. He's around you in spirit, and he wants you to know it's okay. He's going to watch over you. But you're going to Texas, and you're going to say no. But you're going to you're going to Texas, and then you're going somewhere else. So
yeah, I'm going to Texas. I'm going
the 14th,
there.
The 14th. It's something to do with the 14th. I don't know if it's February 14th or.
Yeah, that's the day.
Okay, this is spooky.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
that's so weird.
There's something that's coming in with the 14th, so I see a move. I see you going to Texas the 14th, and I'm getting, I don't know, Fort Worth, Dallas. I don't know what I'm picking up, but I've got the fort. I don't know. That's
I'm going,
what I'm picking up.
Well, first I go to Missouri for basic, then I go to Texas at Houston.
Okay, but listen, you're going to switch it. You're not going to Houston. You're going to Fort Worth. I'm telling you right now. That's what I'm hearing. And if they don't change it, I mean, it could be free will and they could change it. They might not. But this is what I'm seeing really strong. And then I just feel like that once you go there, then you're going somewhere else. I think you're not even sure where you're going. It could be overseas, but it might not be where you think. So I think you might end up in a good area.
Mm-hmm. Do you see kind of like what I'm supposed to be doing with the military?
No, because you know why? I feel like you're sure, but you're not sure. I think you're going to change when you get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to change because you have an idea what you want to do, but then when I think you're going to get in there, you're going to be like, I don't know if I want to do that now.
Yeah.
I'm right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Because I have an idea.
I would take it as going there and then see what you really want to do. I do like business with you because you are good business-minded and doing good with business and money and things like that. I mean, you can do other things as well, but I just feel like there's a big business side of you.
Wow.
Cool. But I just feel like you just feel really good as far as being in the military. I feel like it's going to be very rewarding for you, and I get good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. You're fine. You got your grandfather around you. He's here, I'm telling you.
You're going to be good. You're going to be all good over there. We're
going to
watch for you here at the
show. Something with him with electronics. With you, there's something with electronics. I don't know if you lost your phone. You got to be careful about something you put in your pocket. I don't know if it's your phone or your phone dropping or breaking, but I get issues with phones with you.
Okay.
You lose your cell phone a lot? I don't know why I'm getting that.
I lose it every day in my house.
Oh, watch your cell phone.
Yeah, I was just lost it 5 minutes ago before the show.
Oh, there you go. Well, watch your phone, because I do feel like you love gadgets, you love electronics, and I see you with electronics and gadgets. I just feel like you're not, I just feel like you're doing so much, too much things at once, and it's like, and then you forget. Yeah, stop stressing, you'll be fine.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Justin, thank you. Thanks so much for calling in. And Justin is one of our best fans here at the show, and we certainly do wish him all the best of luck. I got to say, Marie, you are dead on with him tonight. I mean, wow.
Oh, that's good.
Moving right along down the line, we actually have one of our other listeners from the show. We have Michelle, a.k.a. Me Too. You're on the line with Marie.
Good evening, Marie.
Michelle.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk to you finally.
Oh, I know, huh? why was you supposed to talk to me? You didn't get a chance last time.
Well, yeah, it's when the whole station kind of crashed.
The whole thing kind of crashed, yeah, I know.
We don't think of such things. We don't think of such things.
Cancel.
Michelle, what sign are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay. Yeah, you've been going through a lot, too. Well, what is it with all these signs, you know? And I think it's the time... You know, the time of the signs where a lot of signs have been going through a lot, but it also, you know, it's also shown a positive thing where things are changing for you as well as being more positive. But you are going through financial stuff right now, okay?
Okay.
Not as bad as it was about 3 months ago. So I do feel like it's starting to change. It's a slow change, so hang in there. But it is going to get better for you. It's around financial, different ideas as well as for you, like different things that you want to do, okay? So, and the other big concern that you have is your love life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest one. You're like, the money and the other thing can wait. I need to know about my love life. Because you're very much a giver. Okay, you could say, ain't we all, but you are, you give a lot of yourself, and I just feel like that you haven't got that back, and you're picking the wrong people.
Yep, I agree.
And you know it, too, and the only thing I can tell you is something has to change, and whether that's you making some changes, and if you make them slow, that's fine, but I do see you making some changes, because you're tired of the way things have been going in your life and getting them wrong. You're like, why do I keep getting the same people? And subconsciously, you might be picking them, not realizing, oh, they're picking you because they're getting the energy. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
So,
yeah, you're right on the money. Yeah.
Well, because you know what? Because you're like a helper. You like to help. You like to give. You like to help, you know? But then it gets old, and you're like, I'm not taking care of them no more. That's it.
Yep, got it. Yeah, I was trying to push that all back. I was trying to push that love life business on the back burner because I am so disillusioned with it all. But
well, you know what? It's coming up on the front burner. You can push it back, but it keeps coming up. I feel like there's somebody that you want in your life, and you want them in a good way. Like, you want them in a whole way, in a good way, because you're at your point in your life where you're like, I'm not settling. I'm telling you, you are.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not.
And I feel good about that. Are you out of state? Do you live out of state?
I live in Illinois.
Okay, because I get you out of state, and I feel like as well you want to either take a trip. You're burnt out. You're tired. Are you working in the medical field or around the medical field?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right. You don't have to tell me what you do, but I feel like it might not be directly linked into a hospital, but you're around the medical field, okay? And you've been either thinking about classes or training. There's something coming up for you too, okay?
Oh, good.
And yeah, I feel good with you. By March, your money situation is going to get better, and I see you getting more money. And I feel like love life, too. I feel like that's all changing for you.
Good.
You know what? You're not taking it no more. You may still take it a little bit, but then I see you like, that's it. When you're done, you're done. You just can't. You're tired of it.
I'd rather be by myself than... To put up
also, too, you always, you're interested in people. Like, you always, like, either want to be a counselor, you always love helping people, psychology. You like them type of fields.
I do. I do that quite
a
bit.
You like to figure people out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep, I do.
It's not a bad thing. It's just how you are. And it's, and like I said, and there's the good heart again as far as giving and caring. And you don't mind. You know what? You'll give the you're the type of person you'll give the shirt off your back. And I say that literally because you will. And you'll say to them, don't tell anybody, you know, this and that. But at the same time, you only take so much and then you're done. Because once you get burnt, that's it. Yeah, oh, if you don't get a Scorpio, man, watch out, because when the stinger comes out, watch out.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
awesome.
We protect it quite a bit. Yep, we do. We try to protect our people quite a bit before we fly out.
But you know what? I do feel like that you're protected. And I just feel like that you're a big, you know, you are a big protector as far as, like, helping people and taking care of people. But like I said, no one likes to get burnt. But you'll hold it in, then you'll be like, all right, let me make my move now, you know. Oh. But because you get sick of it, you're tired of it.
Yeah. Well, I was actually looking into kind of a different kind of part of my career. I was a reader.
You know what? Can I say something? Are you thinking about doing something spiritually? Or there's a big spiritual side that's going to be coming out of you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was just going to ask. I did it for a while and got burnt out. And then
you took on too much. That's why you took on too many people, too much stuff, and too much people's energy.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yep, completely. Yep, you're right on the money. Yep.
And once you get rid of, you need to put white light around your front and around your back when you're working with people and protecting yourself. Not people that are bad, but people come in with a lot of baggage. We all have baggage and things like that. And I think you're taking that in. I used to do it myself, and you're absorbing that. So you need to try to back off from that and just keep the white light around you and see what happens. But I feel like that's going to be rewarding for you, and it's going to be good for you to do. I think it's going to work out good.
That's my past experiences. It's what's been holding me back. I don't want to go into that because it was draining.
You don't have to. Don't allow yourself.
Yeah.
Like, so you know what? Try it. If it's too much, then step back from it again. But you know, that's what keeps us back is fear of failure or is this going to happen again? You know what? It's a different experience, a different time. So I feel like no, it's going to be better for you as long as you don't take on too much. You got to practice your nose.
Yeah, well, thank you.
No. Absolutely. Excellent. Excellent advice, Marie. That's really good. And Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. We definitely appreciate that. All right, so let's see here. Next up we have Kelly. It looks like Kelly, I recognize the area code. That's upstate New York. Kelly, you're on the air with Marie. What was your question?
First of all, I want to say hi to Jeff, because I love him to death. And second of all, I've been dealing with work issues through about 5-6 months, and it's just, I'm pretty much to the point where I wanted to quit my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What sign are you, Kelly?
Pisces.
A Pisces? Mm-hmm. Another one. And they're all, if you notice, they're all different signs that are calling in, and the same thing that's applying is for you.
Well,
I'm
out of cause.
Are you a manager?
And Aries.
Are you a manager,
20th.
Kelly? Huh?
No, actually, I'm not.
Well, I see a manager position coming up for you.
Well, I've applied for a different position, but because I've done that, that's created more chaos than where I'm at right now.
Well, you know what? So, the thing is that the places that you're at. Let me pick out three cards here. I just feel like the places that you're at in your life are not that great to be working for, anyways. But you need the job. I do get a new position coming up. There's delays with it right now, but I do see a new position.
There's a delay
for you.
Because business is a little slow.
Okay. But once that picks up, that looks really good for you. I don't know if that makes sense,
awesome.
But I think it's going to turn out good. So, no, I feel good with that. But I do see the delays. So don't be surprised if you might not start till the end of the month or February.
Well, I know it's going to be a little while, but I'm just trying to hang on right now. And
Yeah, try to hang on, and whoever's bothering you, because I feel like it's not the job, it's the people, right?
Oh, I love my job. It's
it's the people around
it's like
you,
being
and it's like they throw daggers at you.
It's like middle school.
I get like daggers
really?
At you. Well, listen, I get like daggers, and the group that you have to work for is not that great. And I would just, you're just going to have to ignore them, bite the bullet, ignore them. I mean, I'm not saying to just,
everything,
but just don't give them the benefit of the doubt. Walk away. And walk away in a positive way. Once you get this new job, you won't be worrying about this, you know? But I do think
I'm well aware of that. I worked in offices all my life, and I've never seen women turn. I mean, I know the way women are, but wow, I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard every day I go in there. Nothing. Nobody talks to me. Literally, nobody speaks to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's better.
This has been going on.
I look at that as a good sign. You're better off. That way you don't have to get involved.
I just do my job.
That's all.
Do my job.
Do your job and then leave, because at the end of the day, let them, you know what, I mean, I know it's hurtful, but I really think it's better that they're not talking to you. That way they don't accuse you of saying anything or doing anything. Let them deal with
it. My life isn't my job. I have outside of that place, I have a life. I have children. I have grandchildren. I have a husband, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because you've never seen anything like it. That's what's bothering you. You can't believe it's happening.
No, I'm just like, wow, I'd heard about it, but I'm going, wow, really?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just, you know what, I hate to say it, but there's a lesson in it somehow. And there's something to be learned. And I even we go through bad and good things in life, there is a lesson. And believe me, some things have happened to me. I'm like, why am I going through this? Why on earth? What lesson am I going to learn from this? But there would be a lesson at the end of it. But you'll see what I'm talking about. But you know what? I don't think you'll be there that much longer. And I see another job and there's management potential for you. So I do feel good. So I would just say hang in there. It will change.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Kelly, for calling in. And Maria, again, it's great advice. And, you know, it's true. There's life lessons in there for everyone and everything that we go through every day. So you got to take the good and the bad all in one.
Hi, Kelly. I can't figure out who the hell you are because I've been doing the screening room, but whoever you are, hello. Okay.
There's Jeff. He's been hard at work tonight screening all of your calls, which we are desperately going
to
try to get to.
He needs some Maalox or something, milk.
I'm telling you, I'm over here dying. I'm like, oh, I got to take another one. And I'm like trying to not be rude on the phone.
No, but
I get
lobsters around you. We eat lobster. Why am I getting lobster?
Are you crazy? You know I ain't eating. I ain't no fish. Ooh, nasty.
You know, who's eating fish then? Is that Mike? Who am I picking up?
He likes ask him about a lobster.
Maria, Maria, I bet what you're picking up is actually our next caller, who's Adam from Maine. So maybe that's where you're getting the lobster.
He's eating lobster.
That's great.
I'm good at the segues. I'm getting really good at these. But Adam from Maine, are you eating lobster by chance? We're curious.
No.
Oh, all right. Well, it was worth a shot. So what was your question for Marie?
My question was, you know what's going to be happening in my future and what am I going through right now?
What month are you born, Adam?
August 6th, so I'm a Leo.
Oh, boy. You're going through a rough time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's just not one thing. You feel like the walls are coming down on you, okay? But they're not. You just feel like everything's, like, not going right for you. I do see your life changing into a good path and being on the path that you need to be. But another one that the Leos have been getting hit the last 3 or 4 years, all different things. I mean, there's been good things, too, but just a lot of things that have been kind of negative for you. But I do see it changing for you and it being really good. So I would just say hang in there. Are you going to a game? I do get games around you. I don't know if they're baseball or football, or, but there's a...
I don't play any sports, so...
No, I'm not playing, but watching.
Sometimes I watch sports.
There's also, because if you're having work issues with you, I feel like it would be more April where it gets better for you. So by the spring, I just feel like it's getting better now, but totally better would be around April for you. All right?
Cool.
Yeah. So I really think that's going to be really changing for you. Is it someone, you might be moving too. Are you thinking about moving?
Yes, I think
you are. It's just a lot of changes, and it's around love, too. It's either rekindle of your past or somebody new coming up.
Yeah.
Yep. So it looks good. Hang in there. I'm telling you, it's going to change. It's a positive change for you. Because you know why? You used to be so lucky. Like, what happened to me? Everything used to be good.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
No, it's going to go back to being good, so I do get good for you. I just hang in there. I think you just, everything that's been going on, you're like, I don't know why this is going on. I get a dog. Do you have a dog?
No.
Do you want a dog?
No, because where I live, we're not allowed to have dogs.
Oh, I go, you're going to end up with a dog by this year.
Why?
I don't know why I'm saying that, but I see you with a dog. Unless it's someone you're with that has a pet, but I see you with the dog.
Okay.
But I'd say hang in there because I do see a change in things really turning around for you.
Excellent. Well, let's see. Some good bright lights in the future and then maybe a dog, too. So that's
I know.
That's
there you go.
a little bit of everything tonight. We're mixing it up. All right. So let's see here. We actually have... Kathy from Buffalo on the line with us, 7-1, maybe not Buffalo, 716, somewhere in Western New York. I'm getting better with my area codes on this show.
Oh, there you go.
Kathy, how's it going? You're on the air with Marie.
Oh, hi, Marie.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
Good, good.
What can you tell me about my life in general and my future?
Okay, I am going to ask you, I always ask people, what sign are you? So what month are you?
I'm February.
Okay, you're Aquarius?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I want to say with you, I just feel like you're very, I feel like you're more easygoing type person, okay? But there's been a lot going on with you. So it's kind of made your stress levels go up because there's some big decisions coming up for you this year. Okay?
There is?
Yeah, there is. And I do feel like that you do love kids, okay? You're very good with kids. And I just feel like that there's things that are going to be coming up, but I feel like they're positive changes. I don't feel like they're negative. I do feel positive around you. But I do feel like that... I don't know why. I just see this, like, really a nice change for you. Are you thinking about moving at all as well, or is there a move coming up?
Pardon?
Is there a move or anything coming up, or a property change?
No.
I don't know about that. I really don't.
You don't?
I feel like there's going to be a move, but... Don't take it as a negative. Take it as it's going to be a positive way. It could be buying real estate. It could be something to do with the business. There's something good with you. There's change coming up.
Oh, wow. Well, that's interesting.
I think it's going to be really good. What's your major question? Is this generally your life in general?
Yes.
My
life in general.
Are you... You know, are you working or you not work? Like, are you torn between jobs right now? Because I feel like you're working, but you're not.
Oh, yes, I'm working full time.
Okay, because I just feel like there's
decisions. I actually just started
work.
A new job in August.
Maybe that's why.
I started a new job in August.
Are you, like, torn with work right now?
Well, I was torn leaving my other job and coming to this one, but I'm doing good.
No, I feel like you're doing good, but I just feel like you might be torn. There could be another offer. There's something coming up with you with a move, and it does look good as far as that, and I just feel like you want, like, a balance coming up, and, you know. I did pick cards for you, and you have your wish around everything, so that's really good. But I do feel like your money situation has been up and down as well, you know, and
who hasn't?
I think everybody has. But I do feel like a balance coming. I think you've been the type that always had to juggle things in your life, and you've always been like, why do I always just, you know. But it's always worked out for you as well, too. Like, something's always saved you or something. You just always got by with things. Also, too, I do see a change in the vehicle, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. As to what?
I just get you
something
changing your car. Huh?
Something newer or what?
I feel like it's something newer than what you have now. So I do see there's a change in vehicles. I think things happen with you in two. So if there's a change in one vehicle, it might be a change in another. You're like, you might say, don't say that, but I just feel like that, you know, I just feel like there's things that have to be changed. You know, it might not be right away, but this year, yeah. You're going to have you have something to do with court. Don't panic. It could be jury duty. There's something, or you talking to an attorney, but it looks good around that as well.
Oh, wow. Not that I know
you
of.
Well, it could come up, but, like, I don't want you to panic over. It could be just jury duty, so that's why I say that to people. But it does.
Do you believe
good.
In the
Are you with a Libra? Are you with a Libra sign?
I'm with a Capricorn.
Capricorn? Okay, because
yeah.
It could be a Libra sign as well, that there's a balance coming in. So if you guys need anything for court or for a lawyer or to talk to a lawyer, don't panic really because it does look good. Work in your favor.
Oh, okay. Do you believe in auras? People having auras?
Yeah.
Do you see one over me?
Can
you tell?
I would. It's kind of hard to do it over the phone. I would ask you to send a picture if you have a picture of yourself, but if you want to send me that, that's fine, and I'll look at that.
Okay.
And you can send it to Mike and Jeff, and they can forward it to me, and I can let you know. But once I see a picture, I can see more on that.
Oh, okay. And then how do I get an answer?
Well, I'll let them know, and they can tell you, or I can tell you. You know, but I just feel like that right now I just feel like there's a lot of different things going on. You might say there's not, but I feel like it's a good way. It's not, you know, there's going to be some changes and things are going to be changing. It looks like around February, so within the next month or two, I see changes, but I really feel like they're going to be good. I think it'll be a little bit up and down whether you should make any changes or not, but I still feel like it's good changes.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's
good
anything
changes
bad.
Exactly.
I don't think
good
it's
changes
anything
are always
bad,
a
but
good
who,
thing.
Who are you, are you pushing this Capricorn person a lot? Like, you're going to push them because they're kind of too laid back or too stubborn, or you feel like you're going to give them a good push?
Yeah.
Too laid back. I go, they're worried all the time. They're worried, and then it gets you going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially all the financial stuff.
Oh.
So, but I do feel like that, you know, I tell you not to worry too much because this person's making you worry too much. But
absolutely.
I do,
well,
I do feel good with it, so I would just hang in there. It does show change for the positive for you, and that the changes that are going to be coming up and decisions that you have to make are good. They're not. I'm not feeling like there is anything terrible with you, so.
Great, great reading. Well, Kathy, definitely get Jeffrey your photo, and we'll forward that on to Marie and get you guys connected. But if you guys would like to get in touch with Marie, she does have a Facebook page. It's called Angels Calling, and you can actually link to Marie's Facebook page from our website at unscriptedradio.com. So let's see here. Bringing it back over here to New England, we've got our next caller. Her name is Faith from Massachusetts, and looks like she's looking to see where her life is headed. Faith, you're on with Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, and hi, Jeff. I like all your quotes that you put out there, and thank you for having me on the show tonight.
Not a problem. We appreciate you listening.
What
I do like your angels calling.
Oh, thank you. What time are you?
I'm a fan of that page.
Oh,
what
thank
town?
You. No, what month are you?
April.
April?
Yes.
Beginning or?
I'm in Aries.
All right, okay. You've been going through a lot for a long time, but I do feel like that it's over for you in a sense, okay? You might not totally feel that, but I do feel like that you went through a lot of sorrow and pain, okay?
Past 2 years.
Yeah. I just feel like that it's over, like, because you want it over. You're tired of feeling like that you can't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to let yourself try to move forward. I feel like you've been through a lot, and it's just been too much, you know? I do feel like there's a big change coming for you, and I'm going to say let yourself go through the change and let yourself, you know, let go of, I'm not saying you're holding on to negativity, but it could be that there's something that feels like it's weighing on you. I don't know if this makes sense, but I just feel like there's heaviness, and try to get rid of that, you know, if you can. So I would push any negativity away from you and let the positive start coming in. Because it's just been too much on you. I feel bad for you. You've had losses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there two losses?
Well, there was one last year. And there's been three in a row. Always.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Oh, boy.
You know,
sorry to hear that.
And one was my soulmate. So
was that your husband?
Up.
Or was that your husband?
My husband.
Yeah.
And over a year
well,
next month.
Was one your son or something with your son? Or was
my
a boy?
My son's original father passed.
Okay.
When he was 3 years old.
Oh, jeez. Well, I just feel like that. I will tell you this. I feel like that you got a lot of spirit around you. But I feel like, are they all males? Because I feel like there's three males around you in spirit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can feel them. I feel them here all the time.
Well, there's three males in spirit, and I feel like they're around you. And I do feel like they're gonna intervene. They're gonna help you. I just feel like it's been so much pain and so much hurt there, but I do see it like getting better. And that's probably with the heaviness that I'm getting with you. You know, it's just been too much, and you're not sure like how am I ever gonna get through this. And it's just been really sad for you. It's one loss after another, and it's like how do you pick yourself up from that? It's not easy. It's not easy for any of us. But I think people will look at you and see the strong person that you've become because you went through with this and was able to get over it. It's going to take a lot of time, but I do see a healing process going on.
we all definitely need time to heal and work through everything. That was great advice. But we're getting right down to the last few minutes of the show here, so I do want to try to squeeze in just one or two more callers. I know Marie does have a schedule that we need to keep. So the last caller I want to bring on the air, and thank you, Faith, for calling in.
Thank you.
We've got Eric from Virginia, and he has a business-related question. Eric, you're on with Marie.
Hello.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm a Scorpio also.
Okay. I want to say what you're looking, you're asking about a business opportunity. Is this with another person?
No, it's one that I'm trying to launch myself for right now. It's not, I'm not saying that sometime down the pike.
It's going to be more later this year if you do it. Okay.
I am doing it actually right now.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I am launching.
Okay, if you're launching it now, it will get picked up later this year. Does that make sense?
It does, because I'm going to be exposing it on YouTube and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
I do get it being picked up, though. That's a good news. Plus, I see money returning to you, meaning like any money that you feel like that you've been putting out a lot of money and you're feeling like it's not coming back. With your sign, I do see money being returned, meaning like it could
Wonderful.
Be karmically, but I do see your money coming back, so it does look good.
That's
it looks like
funny
the
that you,
it looks
funny
like
that,
money
that
had, yeah, it could be money that you've spent. There's some link with you with financial as far as money. So whatever you're going to spend to launch this, it's going to be okay, because I feel like it's going to get picked up. And I would say it could get picked up as April, May, sometime this year. So once you get things going, and I feel like it will be taking, you'll start seeing and notice it's taking off. I feel like you've had a lot of good ideas. What's going on with pictures? Does this require pictures or anything? Because I get a lot of
yes,
pictures around
you. Yes, it's actually a comic animation. So it's
okay.
Both the same subject matter. The
okay.
website I launched on Christmas, the animation I'm slowly working on. I'm going to be marketing, you know, with like T-shirts mm-hmm. and things like that to generate revenue, and I have the T-shirts actually as of this week, so I'm going to be but the whole point is to get it out on YouTube, because that's probably the primary marketing vehicle.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll do really good with it. I just pick cards for you. I would I would tell you, is if you can, is to see an attorney, or maybe not so much an attorney, but just have it, make sure it's secure, that nobody can copyright it, okay?
I do have copyrights on everything. Trademark
okay.
is the next thing that I'm working on.
All right, so once you do the trademark, I get it doing really, really, really good. I feel like that you're going to get picked up with this, so I feel good with it, and I see a lot of different other things that you're thinking about, too, not just this. You're a deep thinker, and I see you going into a whole nother level of seeing how what doors open up for you. I think this is great. I think it's going to be really good for you. Though you're worried about it, but it's all right. Who doesn't worry when we do something new? But it looks good that you're going with it, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I can imagine, but it does look good with it. Was you thinking about writing a book as well?
About it, or writing an autobiography?
Well, it could be writing a book about what you're doing, or something to do with you.
That probably would be more of like a look back on this, because this what I'm doing right now actually has a 22-year history.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I could do something like that, but and then also maybe some fictional books, but it's not something I'm more into film, you know, movie, animation, that kind of thing is what I'm more into than actually writing a book per se, but
mm-hmm.
But it is possible that the opportunity may come up for it.
All right. There's going to be some overseas travel for you as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. I like to travel overseas.
Yeah. So there's something with this whole thing that's going to have you travel overseas. And one of the places that I'm getting strongly is Paris. I don't know why, but that's what I'm picking up. Huh?
I have family in France, so I'm happy.
Oh, you do? Well, you're going
so.
Now. it's a good thing. It's going to be really good.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm trying to get it, you know, to secure a French version of the website, too. So I'm working on.
That's where it's going to be. I would work on that strongly because that's where you see it really getting picked up. It's going to get picked up in the U.S., but strongly over there.
In Europe?
Yep.
That is interesting because I feel a deep connection with Europe.
I
know
but yeah, I do. I get good with it, and I would say definitely go with it. So I feel like that's where you're supposed to be. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I feel good with it.
Well, you know,
they do say that
all good mm-hmm. things start over in Europe, and then they end up in the States. So that's probably some solid advice. I mean, if you look at fashion in general, but that's definitely, Eric, you'll have to keep us posted. It sounds like a very interesting venture, to say the least. But, you know,
I'm kind of curious to know what the hell it was, to be honest.
I know. You'll have to email us through the website, unscriptedradio.com, when everything gets finalized. We know you don't want to give out too much right now, but... You know, it's been such a fun-filled, packed hour. Maria, I wish, you know, we could do 2 hours with you. I mean, because it's just...
I know. It goes by quick, huh?
So much stuff. It does go by so quick. But we will have to get you back on real soon because we still had quite a few people that were holding on the line to chat with you. But
okay.
Well,
we will
make
definitely...
Sure, guys, if you didn't get through tonight, you can always have a private reading with Marie. Anytime, just by going to the Angels Calling page on Facebook, you can go to our website under the staff bios. Maria's there. There is a link to her website. You can message her on her website, and you can get a private reading with her or even book her for a party and have your friends over. I mean, it's a simple way, and it's a lot of fun, and Maria's a hoot. And, you know, just message her on our website, and then keep in touch with our website, and we'll let you know when she's coming back again. But, Marie, you are the bomb. You know this?
Awesome. Oh, you there?
I'm here, girl.
Yeah.
I think you're the bomb.
I couldn't hear you. What?
Girl, check your batteries. Your ears are going or what?
I know. Sorry.
Well, it's been a fun hour. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's
but,
Friday
yeah,
night. I'm ready for bed.
I know. I am too. But, hey, take care of your stomach there.
I will. I'm going to go try to choke on something. I'm going to go sleep.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Happy Friday, kids. I hope everybody had a good time.
Let me know how these people make out. Like, hopefully we'll hear something back, you know?
Yeah,
any of you,
guys,
updates, email us at the website.
Exactly. Make sure that you keep in touch with us here at the show, and we will, of course, get Marie back on with us very soon. But as Jeff said, you know, get in touch with Marie through her Facebook page. She would be more than happy to schedule a private reading for you and, you know, go a little bit longer than we're able to here on air because of the call volume. But be back on Monday. We will be here fresh and ready to go. Jeff will not be nauseated, hopefully. Until then, again, thank you so much, Marie, and take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tiki.
All right, I'll see you guys soon.
All right, good night.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care of yourself and each other, kids.
It's Monday, which means we're starting the repeats of Chick Chat. So enjoy the premiere episode.
Radio's Chick Chat. So if you are listening today, boy, oh boy, I'm telling you right now, you are in for a treat because this show is not only fun, it is sometimes could be potentially controversial. It's just great to get all these women together. So you know what? I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let the women introduce themselves because they're that fabulous. They need no introduction from me. Ladies, welcome to Unscripted Radio. Introduce yourself, please.
Thank you, thank you. Hi, I'm Daisy, and I'm one of your hosts for Unscripted Radio's Chick Chat. And let's see, who's with us today? Miss Angelique Bates.
Whoa, whoa, how you doing? This is Angelique. You guys probably remember me from Nickelodeon's All That, 35 Tick, you know. I'm a full-time mommy, actress, recording artist, all that. I'm like a Jamaican, but I'm Haitian. And, you know, I'm currently single, even though my ex-fiance is trying to get back with me, but I don't know. We got to see about that.
I thought that show was going to be juicy. I already told y'all. Okay, oh my goodness. I love it.
Okay. Next, we have
Shanice. Hi, I'm Shanice. I don't have an introduction like Angelique's, but I'm more of the conservative type. I'm a full-time mom, and I work in the medical field, and I'm very opinionated.
Ooh, I love it.
All right.
Wonderful, wonderful. Jill.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Jill, and I am a full-time mom right now, full-time stay-at-home mom, wife, entrepreneur, trying to get my groove on, all the above, and happy to be a part of this show.
Wonderful.
I love it.
And
I love it.
And I'm Daisy. I'm married. I work for the government, and hell no, I am not telling you what I do. And you guys are in for a treat.
Do you do taxes? That's all I
want to
know. When
it comes
to IRS, I'm straight.
This is the part where I plead the fifth, literally.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're offline. Oh yeah.
Right.
We'll talk about that later. But we definitely plan on making our listeners think. We want women to know that we're here to tell everybody how it is and not just keep our thoughts to ourselves. So without further ado, I think, ladies, we should bring out the first topic, right?
Okay.
Right.
Do it. Okay, well, I know one of the first topics.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you guys think it's okay to be snooping through a significant other's personal property? Phone, computer, you know that messy drawer that men always have? Why don't you clean out that damn drawer? But no.
Sure, the room, the closet, the bathroom, they're messy everywhere.
They are.
So let me ask you guys,
it's a mess.
Have you guys ever snooped? Angelique,
yes.
Have you seen
the... Yes, but let me say the fifth. It really depends on the circumstance.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's snooping.
I think every woman has snooped.
Right. Now, do you think it's dangerous
to snoop? I think it's dangerous. I think because you know, being in entertainment and, you know, having to work with a lot of guys, I have texts in my phone that if you don't know what it's about, mm-hmm. it just seems suspicious. Might be texting like, you know, it was great having you around today, and it could have been me being on set versus, you know, someone not knowing, and then it sounds like, what the hell? And I think that if you pick up your man's phone, you can see a text that you can take out of context and create insecurities and issues that you might not have had if you would have never checked the phone.
Is that what it is?
I gotta disagree on that one. Well, see, the only time I normally end up getting to snooping is when they start acting suspicious. Because I'm pretty cool in a relationship. You know, I'm a little bit too trusting at times. But, you know, if your phone is ringing, all of a sudden you look like a deer in headlights or something, or you turn your phone away, they're going to be looking at you like, okay, well, what's up? Like, who's that? And you start telling me it's your uncle, an uncle I ain't ever heard about, and you, you know, it's like you're my only child and everything. Then, you know, it's a problem. I'm about to start creeping. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, who on the phone has actually caught their man doing something by checking their phone?
Right here.
I have.
Tell us about that.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's all about the behavior. If you, of course, show a change in your behavior or the way that you treat me or what you're doing or your daily routine, it's going to make me a little suspicious. I don't think women want to snoop. They're snooping because something don't seem right. So, of course, usually when something don't seem right, as women we know, we got that third eye, so more than likely something's not right. So, we're going to find something because I think to a certain extent all men have their own levels of flirtation, and it all depends on how far they take it. So some men go to the extreme, some men go, you know, are subtle with it. And I'm not jealous or insecure about the subtle stuff because I know that everyone has male and female friends. I'm not one to be objective to my man having a female friend, but it's all about how you converse and communicate with that female friend. So I have had some inappropriate conversation that I'm pretty sure if I didn't catch it, it would have led to something else because it was getting that deep. My thing is, if Amanda has nothing to hide, then there's nothing wrong with us looking in his drawer. There's nothing wrong with us picking the phone or answering that phone call because he has nothing to hide, and that's how I feel about my personal stuff. Now, if it's a routine and they're constantly looking for something, then we have some issues.
Right. See, I think that's interesting, but I think it's more of a self-esteem issue because, I mean, for me, it's like, your man, if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat no matter what. It doesn't matter if, you know, he deletes all his messages and you're on top of it and you're checking it. And see, I'm not like that because I wouldn't be able to deal with that shit. I'd be like, no, if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat no matter what. But, like, I have people in my life that may or may not, my sister-in-law, may look through everything all the time, constantly, find nothing. But swears up and down. Oh, no, I check bank statements. I want to know if he says that he's going to go to dinner, you know, with his friend, how much the bill was. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Right. Like, I would not be able to do that.
Yeah, that's a form of insecurity. We're talking about just a difference in pattern as far as the way that they treat us or something that's consistent. We're not just speaking based upon solely, even though there are cases like that based upon insecurity, but it's based upon if you walking in, you know, massaging, kissing me every day, and then for a month straight it's nothing, and you're all of a sudden so tired, you know, then we got some issues. What's going on? And of course, if you're telling us nothing, yes, if the man's going to cheat, he's going to cheat, but not how many men is going to sit back and say, hey, babe, I'm cheating. Or, hey, babe, I'm unhappy. I'm doing something else. More than likely, we're going to have to find out for ourselves and then decide what we want to do with that relationship.
If you feel like a man is cheating, like if you have that deep suspicion, wouldn't you just confront him versus checking his phone?
Right. How many men get into that?
Okay. See, now that's where I got to say something.
All right.
See, I've done that whole confronting thing, and I've learned from trial and error. Yes, I've learned from trial and error. Now, when I end up confronting somebody, it's not over the text or anything like that. It's probably because there was a phone call that came in at 2 o'clock in the morning, and like I said, he looks like shocked or something, like he just stuck his hand in the socket. So when you tell him on yourself, then, of course, I'm going to be like, okay, what's up? So I've learned not to approach him over the text or over a casual picture because they always, I swear, it's like they have a book for it or something. They always always have an excuse. I'm an executive person. You know what I'm saying? I wait for the numbers. I wait for the actual pictures. I wait for the emails confirming that there was actual interest.
Exactly.
And I leave on that. I save voicemails and watch them try to delete it and forward it back to them. Like, oh, here you go, boo boo. I see you deleted something. So I can explain that one right there.
Exactly.
That's a lot of work. Like, I have to say that this is Karen. I mean, I'm just saying that is a lot of work. Like saving messages and, you know, do you feel like at that point, if you have to put in that much work to kind of break it down or kind of see what's going on, that the signs are already there, that it's kind of over?
Well, it's actually over for me, but I have a thing where I just have to, like, let you know that you fucked up. That's my whole thing. Let you know. Like, I got to let you know that you about to get ran over by a mess truck.
She doesn't want him to walk away with a clear conscience. She wants to make sure that he's mentally disturbed by the time he leaves.
Right. I want you to be fucked up in the head.
Oh, wow.
I think that it has way too much work, and I'll rather just get rid of you. If I have to deal with that, it's time for you to go. Like, I can't.
Yes.
I don't want to be walking around thinking about it. I don't want to be at work thinking, like, is he at home or is he over somebody's house or is he at work? Like, I can't function in a relationship like that. And I feel like when it comes to snooping and everything, I feel like I'm married, so everything in my house is mine. Every drawer, everything.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen. So, but it also everything is his. So I don't feel like I have to snoop to do anything.
Exactly.
But if I had a paranoia about his phone or something or his email or a friend, I will point out, my husband has met people, and I'm like, I don't like that girl. He has female friends, but something about this one I really don't like. I need you to respect me on that and not deal with her. And he's been like, okay. And nothing may have happened. There may have been no flirtation, but something in my gut is just like, no, can't communicate with her, sorry. And I think that if you have open communication like that and you trust each other, meaning at the same time, if he comes to me and says, look, Jill, I know you're working with this dude, but it's something I really, really don't like. I don't trust him. You know, I have to take his feelings into 100% consideration to that.
Oh,
and I think...
Let me go one step further.
Mm-hmm.
What if you do find out that he has been texting somebody, right, because you're in the whole snooping stage? So what if he confronts you or you confront him and he then says, well, honey, you know... Like, for instance, you're married, right? So your husband comes to you and says, I want to introduce another woman into our relationship. Did you do that? Like, no, I want a little bit more.
We're
going
to have to take turns with this one.
I need a twit pic. Instagram or something.
Okay. So, Angelique, you jumped in there first. You said you need a quick pic or Instagram. Does this mean that you're open to that? If he brought that to you,
Angelique, I'm gonna get down. It really depends on what she's looking like and how long I have been in a relationship with this person. That's something I'm only doing with my husband. I'm not about to do that with just like the fling or, you know, the boyfriend of a year or two or maybe 4 months. If this is my husband and we've established some things and we have talked about it and I feel comfortable with it and that's somebody obviously that I married that I trust, hey, it is what it is, but there will be rules.
Wait a minute.
Well, first of all, you're not about to be fucking us bareback. It's not going to happen. Okay? I am a very clean person. And women's yeast does not mix, and I do not believe in STDs, okay?
I heard that.
Okay, well. So this is my theory. Like, if someone came to me, and I'm in a long-time relationship now, he came to me and said he wanted to bring someone in the bedroom, I must be the square one, because I'm like, hell no, that's me. I don't even like to share my fries, more or less share my man.
That is hilarious.
Like, my boyfriend will always be like, if we go somewhere, he'll go, oh, let's just share fries. I'm like, hell no. I want all my own fries, and you get your own fries, but I don't want to share my man. Like, no one else is coming in this bedroom. It's complicated enough with just me. That's
right.
wait a minute. Denise has been way too quiet. Wait a minute. Denise has been way too quiet.
Daniel Dawkins on the, let me just say this really quick. Daniel Dawkins in the chat room, she goes, now this just got interesting. Wow. How do you feel about this?
I'm biased as well. Like I agree with Angelique. Like it all depends on your relationship, how far down the line you are in your relationship too.
Ew.
Who's wetting me? And
your client has known you for years.
Yes.
Know you
if I were married, if I was married and it was a long-term relationship, we have a mutual respect, a mutual communication, and it's already, you know, you're going to get used to each other, and we've tried all the different stops and tricks that we've already tried, and he's wanting something like that, it would definitely have to be a lot of talk within it, and then, of course, rules and regulations within that. Now, I'm not sitting back saying I'm going to, you know, indulge in and be a full-fledged lesbian, but, you know, if there's something he wants to indulge in, then, you know,
Okay, now that's the question. Right. If you guys are interested in threesomes, are you just letting him get on with two girls, or are you guys involved with the other girl, too?
First of all, we have to talk about that because, like I said, there's certain things that I know that I wouldn't want to do or be into, and, you know, he would have to be aware of that and okay with that, and then vice versa. So it would definitely just have to be an open communication as far as what his desires and likes are and what mine are and where we clash and where we, you know, get along with it. So if we can come to a mutual agreement, then hey, you know, I'm all open to pleasing my man in that way. But that is when we obviously have no other glitches or issues in our relationship. We have an open communication, respect for each other, and we know that nothing can break our bond. But if we're already rocky and we have issues within our own intimacies, then no, I wouldn't be open to that.
Unscripted Radio just posted in the chat room, what about another guy, bringing another guy into the mix?
Oh, that's the next one. Sorry.
That relationship is wrong.
No, I would be questioning him if he would want to do that. So,
you know what?
Okay.
Honestly, I have dealt with a down low dude, and I'm good. I didn't know he was down low, so I'm straight. Literally.
How low was he?
He was so caught up.
So I want to go back. Jill and Angelique have said that it's okay, and even Shanice, that it's okay if your relationship was established and you're married, and he says, "Hey, honey, I want to, you know, introduce a new woman."
Jill said no.
Sorry, it was Shanice.
To have a threesome. If I said I would, he would be totally down to do it. But I am not interested in it. Now I will be another woman. I can put on a wig, I can dress up, I can bring the costumes in. We can role play, we can make some fantasy stuff go on. But I'm not interested in the extra woman.
So I'm gonna piggyback off of that. So what if he says my fantasy is to give you a golden shower? You up for that?
No.
What is that?
That's what the bathroom is for.
No.
He ain't R. Kelly in this mic.
You can give me a snow shower, but you can't give me no golden shower.
What's a snow shower?
He said a snow shower.
He can shower me with diamonds.
I mean, Chick Chat's so informative.
I got someone in the chat room who agrees. She says, Danielle says, yes, I will role play the hell out of something for real.
I can only do that for so long, too.
She said she'll be the Pink Ranger laughing out loud.
Hilarious.
Is that Danielle or is that Jeff over there?
That is Danielle Dawkins.
What's up, Danielle?
Jeff's also creeping on the line. We never mentioned that, but Jeff is also here.
What up?
I know you're dying to say something, Jeff. Come on, Mama. Mama, are you around? Maybe he's in the chat room. He might be in the chat room for any calls.
hilarious.
That is hilarious.
So obviously bodily function or bodily fluids, a no. Women, a yes. But what about toys? Are we okay with toys?
We're good with toys. Wait, hold on. It depends on the kind of toys. Like, I don't do the bees. I don't do, like, the hanging me from the ceiling. I don't do the gagging me, the tying. I have an issue with all that. Because if you start choking me and I start, like, losing air, I'm a snap or something.
Your death experience is not sexy.
Right, you know, I'm like,
right.
I'm stop you. You know,
I agree for me.
I don't want to accidentally hit you on your Adam's apple, so I'm just saying. We should stick with the dildos, the whips. I don't know. I don't like whips because I used to get my ass whipped all the time when I was growing up, so I'm kind of straight on that. I can't do it. But
every time Angelique says something, what's so funny about what she says is like she brings up 8 other topics we could touch about. Her childhood, her diet, the Instagram. Like, you're like a Pandora's box. You say something, and it's like there are 8 other shows we could do off you, girlfriend. Like, we're just sitting here enjoying Who is Angelique. Like, we are loving every minute of it.
I had a traumatizing, childhood.
That's
okay.
My
mom was somewhere
like, freak,
for
and
real.
I probably like her.
Right. Well, I like y'all, too. But about these toys, or back to these toys. Yeah,
oh, good
I
Lord.
Like them. Well, wait a minute. How long is too long, though? Because I don't know. Some people be getting the 12 inches, 10 inches.
Ooh.
I can't really go that far with it.
Wow. I think that goes back to, like, you and your man and what you're comfortable with. Like you said, there are certain things. It's, like, against me and near-death experiences. I think it's Denise that said that. That they are not sexy. I agree. I'm all about pleasuring each other, but near-death experiences are not good.
Right. Right. That's not cool.
Like,
I don't want to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
A near-death experience. Yeah.
Right. But I saw porno where they were putting the girl's head in the toilet while they were doing her. I'm like, that's not hot.
Yeah.
That's not hot. I have a thing about germs, and if I can't breathe and I'm choking on toilet water, is you for real? No. That's not cool, homie.
Oh,
my
gosh.
God.
Okay, so a couple of people got a little quiet. Jill.
Well, you already know how I feel about toys. I'm like a total nerd. We're going to have a long discussion about toys. So.
You're going to have a threesome if you ain't going to use a toy.
What'd you say?
I said you'll have a threesome but you're not going to use a toy.
Exactly. the threesome is the real thing.
That's interesting, though. She brought up a good point. You have a threesome, but you wouldn't use a toy. That's cool. I like the fact that each one of you are so different in your opinion because, trust me, there are so many people who would say the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if girl's bad enough, she is the toy.
she's a live toy.
Yeah, very much so.
She's
vibrating.
She's not plastic or rubber.
and if you get the right age, then you know she might be a vibrator. She's just bouncing. She's
exactly.
Going bouncing. Everything's positioned properly.
That's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Let me get this. You guys are okay with other women coming into the relationship. So threesome.
Not you guys, some of you guys.
Okay, some of you guys. Okay, so
let me.
I had so many jokes, but I'm going to let that go.
All right, okay. Let it go. We'll save that for Guilty Pleasures, which is on in about 30 minutes.
That's right. So let me ask you, if for those of you that are okay with having somebody else come into the relationship, what if they're a younger person? Would you be okay with that? Does age matter at that point? Like,
no.
What if somebody was like,
she got to be younger.
Someone younger. I prefer someone younger. If I ever were to do that, because usually if you come across
in my view, someone that's older, they want more. So in actuality, it could be that they want to have fun or what have you, but in the back of their mind, they're looking for something serious, and they may have more so of an emotional attachment to the situation rather than someone that's younger and that's just trying to have fun for the moment. That's my view on it.
I think it would be opposite. I think someone younger would have, and I'm Jill. I'm one of the ones who does not want a threesome. But I think that the younger they are is when you're more emotionally unstable. So that's when I think that you would have more of an attachment versus somebody who's older and knows exactly what it is they want. Just kind of like in life in general. You know, they're not going to have
really
much emotional attachment.
What's your idea of older in comparison to younger?
Well, I'm so young. You know, older is, you know, anything above, you know,
35. Oh, 35? Oh, I don't know. I don't know how sexy. Let me take that back. Sexy 35, 36-year-old, but I don't know.
What if your man has a weird fetish and he says, okay, I want to bring somebody in, and let's just say, hypothetically, I don't know how old everybody is, but let's just say you're 30, right? And he says, you know, I want to bring in this lady, she's sexy, she's this, she's that, I think she would be great into the relationship. And she ends up being like a 60-year-old lady. At that point, would you be like, you're fucking 17, you're 6? You're like, right on,
no,
it's your fantasy.
No.
Right. But what if that's his fantasy?
I can't do it. You know what? I'll be in the room. He can have sex with grandma, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm good.
I will not feel insecure about that at all.
I'm
going to
have sex with my man again if I thought I'm having sex with a 60-year-old. I feel like done. I'm like, okay, lady, you can have. I'm sorry. It's over, honey.
That is funny. I'll probably clown him on it later, too. You know, that would be a subject during dinner.
No, I
wouldn't indulge in that at all.
I'm sorry, no.
What about if it's like an older lady? What if it's an older lady like Kate Hudson or Demi Moore, where they look freaking phenomenal, but they're old as shit? Madonna,
I can't. But like I said, if it was his fantasy, I would be okay with being there and just watching him do grandma. But I could not.
Right.
I can't do it.
Oh, man. I can't give my opinion. Sorry, I don't want another woman there, so I can't give my opinion. I'm still mad that he even brought it up.
Well, Karen, let me ask you then, since you don't have an opinion on bringing in the third person, what about just relationships where it's a younger and an older person, like polar opposites, you know, what's too old? What becomes dirty?
You know what? It's funny because when I was much younger, I would date older men. Like, I was attracted to a much older man. Now I'm attracted, like, it has to at least be, you know, my age range. But, you know what? This is the thing. I think it's chemistry. I've never been one on, like, the age or the number. I think it's chemistry. I think sometimes it looks funny when you see an older man with a younger woman, but I've dated younger guys, I've dated older men, and I have to say it's always been chemistry. And whoever floats your boat, it's on you. I mean, I've even given advice to my girlfriends who kind of had issue with dating younger guys. I was like, girl, you better date them. If it's there and it's popping, then my only thing is with the younger guy, my only issue is their maturity level. I'm like, if they're mature enough to handle a woman like you, then get it going. Get it popping.
Just to jump in there, I'm married to a guy that's 6 years younger than me. So
there you go.
Yeah. When we met, he was 23 and I was 29. So.
Oh. Okay. That's interesting because that's like in my mind, that's two totally different times in your life, you know? And what was it that, I mean, obviously you married him. What was it that made you go, because did you have an issue with the age thing, or were you kind of whatever?
You know, I think what it was is that I was interested in dating older people, and I realized that a lot of guys who were in their mid-30s and 40s who had not been married and who didn't have kids had issues.
Mm-hmm. We all have them. But I think
that was the reason why they were different.
Yeah, oh, right. It was a reason why they hadn't had a committed relationship, at that point in age. And it was nice being around someone who had youth. Not that I wasn't youthful, but they had youth and was young and was vibrant and funny and, you know, was still had a drive, you know, for life. And the organizers at our meeting were different. Huh?
He brought the youth out of you. You weren't youthful. You're a little nerd, and he brought the life out of you. And I think
it is.
He brought some balance.
Yes, because I don't
he
have
the
resources.
He brought some balance.
Mean I'm not youthful.
No, I know, like, Shanice and I both know him, so I will say, being your personal friend, that I agree, because, like, not that you're, like, you didn't have no youth, because, I mean, you're my girlfriend, we used to laugh and talk, and, you know, you were fun to me, like, we'd hung out outside of work, or, you know, because you and I work together a lot of times, but one thing I will say about Jill, you are a much more reserved person, and your husband's a much more extroverted person.
So I will say that, but that's not youth, that's personality. Right, exactly. Okay, yeah, you're right. No, a lot of the ways that he shows his way of being extroverted is a lot of youth. Because even when you're older, like, you know, certain things, you know, taper down, but he's a big kid in person, so that has a lot to do with you. And you know what's funny is that I really thought that I would marry someone who was older, like 10 years older than me, and a lot more serious, and a lot more, you didn't, of course, because I told you about it.
I knew you were going to marry Ron. You were rebuttaling with me for the longest time, but I knew it was going to happen.
Anyway, what's going on?
Your destiny. Who did you marry? Who did you end up marrying when you married your husband? Because you've been married for 12 years?
No. We've been together for 12. I'm married for 7.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, which is still a long time, you know. I met him when I was 17, so.
Okay.
Quite a long time.
What kind of guy do you classify him? Was he your opposite? Was he, you know, older, younger? Polar opposite? Okay.
Complete polar opposite, older. But I had always dated older, which was fine. I never dated a young guy. I mean, didn't appeal to me. I always hung around with older guys. My best friend and my brother were 4 years older than me, so I hung around with them and their friends, so I always tended to date around that circle. Much to my brother's dismay.
That is polar funny.
Opposite. Which is good, because it's the yin and the yang, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Angelique, who do you find yourself dating when you date? Is there a particular type?
I try not to go too young. I haven't had good stories with that. So I usually try to keep them, if I do go young, like maybe a year younger or a couple years older. But I usually try for someone that's, I don't know, that sexy, mature. He's got a nice little flow to him, nice body. He has a mind. He has a sense of humor, all his teeth. Believes in hygiene, you know, but you got to have all of that.
I didn't realize those are, I mean, obviously, I think those are requirements that go without saying.
Well, yeah, you'd be surprised. I have gotten a whole lot of advice.
I love Angelique because she covers all the bases.
The ones that have come to me, man.
So let's say he's been
what about you, Shanice? Because you're single, but you've been in a long time relationship, correct?
Yes.
What do you feel like you date? Who is your guy? How does he relate to you?
That's the funny thing about it. I've dated younger and older men, and I think I have a complex about either or. As far as the young, as far as those that don't know what they want to do or what they want in life. And then the older guys, they're subjects of conversation or what they have. Like, it makes them across mean, but I've dated an older guy that would always complain about his back hurting or his legs hurting, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, in a few years, it's going to get worse. And I'm going to have to rub Icy Hot and Dengue on him all the time. And, you know,
it may be mean, but I just, that's a huge turnoff. So I definitely want somebody that's youthful and closer to my age range. It doesn't necessarily have to be exactly my age, maybe a couple of years older. But I noticed it has not a lot to do with age, because I've actually talked to guys that were younger that actually are very, very mature. So I think it's all about the individual, how they were brought up, where their mind is and what they want and where they are in their lives. But for the most part, you know, I would do maybe a couple years older. I'm not big on younger, but, you know, I'm not totally objective towards it either.
Right.
Well, ladies, we have callers.
Ooh.
I just got a little message here from our Unscripted Radio screener saying we have callers. So do we want to take some?
Yeah. Sure.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Cassandra and William. We're calling in from Los Angeles.
Hi, William. How you doing?
You got a question for the ladies? I'm in LA traffic right now listening to your guys' talk show.
What do you think so far?
We've been listening to the show for the last 20 minutes, so. We've been waiting to talk to you and say hello.
Awesome.
Well, hello.
Do you have anything you want to throw out there to the ladies, like maybe a question or you have an opinion about something they talked about earlier?
Well, so I'm with Cassandra right now, Cassandra Jenkins, and I've been focusing on the traffic, but
I am
listening to your last comment about the update.
I actually want to know what's the next move here in the industry, Angelique. I'm curious to see what your big move is going to be.
Oh. Wait, say that last part again? I was hearing some feedback.
All right. I said I'm curious to what your next big move is in the industry.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually just finished the post-production of my music video, and it's actually launching tomorrow. For Can't Say Me Now, so whiz, woo.
Oh, where can they see it?
Angelique, where can they see it?
They're actually going to be loading it up on QBE.com, QUBEEY.com. That's where it's going to premiere. And a couple of blogs right now are actually going to start releasing it tomorrow. And then eventually It's going to end up on, YouTube.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure that you guys get all that info.
Right.
Oh yeah, definitely. We've been trying to view that music video for theirs. So apparently, you have another way that we can view it, though. I understand.
That's what she just said.
Yeah. So that's
great. All right.
Okay.
I love you guys so much for calling in.
Perfect. Well thank you. Thank you for calling in. And do we have another caller?
Yeah, our next caller is John.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. Yes, I'm a big fan of your work, Dan Romano, he actually hooked me on to your station.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Do you have a question for the chat, lady? Huh?
I have a question for all of y'all.
Okay.
Since Joe was talking about romance, stuff like that, I was wondering, what is the freakiest thing all of y'all have done?
John, you come over here. You come up in here just asking all the personal questions.
A lady never knows.
Right. You know what the freakiest thing I've done, John? This is Karen. You know what the freakiest thing I've done?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you. I told my man, you tell me what you want, and that's what it is. So that's the freaking thing.
Oh,
communication is crazy.
Hilarious.
That's all I'm saying on the radio. I think you're going to get crickets on this one.
What happened?
Yes, yeah. I don't think anyone wants to put it out on blast. So, you know, this is what you got to think about, John. You got to read between the lines. Now, Miss Davey's been with her husband for 12 years. Miss Shanice is a long-time relationship. Miss Jill is a newlywed. And Miss Angelique, she ain't got to worry about men because they just keep coming. So you know these women are pretty freaky. And with that note, thank you for calling.
Y'all have a lovely night, ladies. Bye, sweetie.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Sean. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, well, that was fun, guys. That's
you guys owe me. You guys owe me because I got you out of that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I think she wanted to answer it. She really did, but she wants to be TV today.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, girl. I'm calling you out.
Yes, bye.
Too hilarious. Too hilarious. Oh, good Lord. Miss Angelique, now,
yes.
I know that you were talking to me earlier, and you had brought up a very, very good idea and topic, excuse me, not idea, but we were talking about the whole Chick-fil-A fiasco. And we were talking about it and indicating, you know, is it freedom of speech? And we actually had a conversation about this, and I wanted to hear Jill's opinion and Shanice's opinion. You know, when does it stop being freedom of speech and just bigotry? And
I
don't know what Jill got it.
I have a pretty pretty blunt opinion, and I think that it was the owner of Chick-fil-A. But the people who actually own the franchises are not him. And I think that, you know, you can't take it out on them. We live in the United States, and we all have the freedom of speech. There can be, I'm a black woman, there could be KKK parade somewhere in the South right now. And they have the right to speak whatever they feel their truth is, although I feel it's despicable. And, you know, the owner of the company has a right to say what he wanted to say. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. But I don't think you take it out on the individual franchise owners. They're just Americans trying to run a business. If you want to, you know, actually take it out on somebody, it has to be that person. It can't be, you know, people who are being affected because of what someone else's opinion is.
Okay,
now on the other hand, I have not heard anything about this. So I need to be educated.
Really?
I'm not feeling yet on what? On the subject. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about this.
Oh, well, basically what happened was about a month ago or a month and a half ago, the guy who is the owner of Chick-fil-A created the franchise. He basically is he's a Christian, well-known Christian. If you notice, Chick-fil-A, they're always closed on Sundays. And he basically said in so many terms, I don't want to misquote the man, but he basically said that does not make his food, or he didn't create Chick-fil-A for same-sex marriage. He doesn't support it. He feels like it goes against the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did he say? I mean, do you remember, Daisy? What else? I don't have that. I'm going to Google.
Yeah. What he said was that he doesn't have anything against, you know, being gay, lesbian, transsexual, all of that stuff, but he says that he does not believe that they should be allowed to marry. He believes that a marriage should only be between a man and a woman and not of any type of same-sex couple. And he did say that he didn't have anything against people that were gay. He just doesn't believe that they should be allowed to marry.
And the aftermath of that is that people came against Chick-fil-A, which is individually franchise-owned. So it's like if I owned McDonald's, and the creator of McDonald's came out with his opinion, and then they tried to boycott my business, and that's not even my opinion.
Is, where did this come from? Why all of a sudden he has such a great opinion that he wants to publicize about people's sexual preferences or whether they want to marry, you know, the opposite sex or what have you?
Right.
Just out of the blue, you know, he's obviously Chick-fil-A has been going on for a while now, for years now, and out of the blue he has an opinion that he wants to publicize, which
he
knew that.
I think he was being interviewed by someone, it was around, you know, it was just something that came up. I think, you know, I'm going to look up the clip and, you know, but definitely continue to talk about your opinion on it, and I'll get you the exact clip and the exact situation. Carry on. I'll be back.
Wait. We have a ding-dong caller. Is Lashana on the phone? Hello, how are you, Lashana?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Welcome to Tech Chat.
Thank you so much. Mainly, I have a question for all the ladies, and I know this might be a dumb question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is your best kiss or worst kiss ever?
That's a good one.
Oh, I'm afraid Angelique's a good kisser. Let me think.
I'm going to let one of the other ladies answer while I think about this.
My worst kiss. I have the absolute worst kiss, and this may make me look like a bad guy, but this is actually the reason why I have a phobia of dating really heavy set men, because I had a really bad experience with a really heavy set guy that I dated, and he was a really sweet guy, and he invited me over for dinner, and he cooked me dinner, and he had a little teddy bear, he made dessert and everything, he had the little apron on and everything, it was perfect. But I think afterwards, we were sitting on the couch, and he leaned in and kissed me, and he had a big old glob of food, some form of food in his mouth that he transferred into my mouth from him kissing me, and from that moment forward, I was feeling sick all of a sudden. I had to go home. But after that, I will not date heavy set men, not necessarily because they're heavy set, but because of that particular experience that just threw me off. So that was the absolute worst kiss ever.
Wow. That just threw off my whole train of thought.
That was a pretty bad kiss.
Yes.
OMG. All righty.
I don't even know what would make him think that was sexy.
I don't think he thought that he did it. I don't see how he didn't feel it in his mouth, but clearly he didn't feel that in his mouth, and he didn't, you know, he was saving it or something like a camel. Do you think it was an accident?
I think something like that really, like, he meant to do that. He thought that was sexy. I'd have to, because you know if there's some food, I mean, come on.
Right.
And you know, I feel exaggerated. It could have been a whole lot less than what I'm describing. But to me, it seemed like a lot, because anything that's transferring into my mouth, that, you know, that that's not saliva, is not. It don't seem right. So it just seemed like a lot to me.
Right. That's all that matters.
I need a therapy after that. Let's just say that.
I need a barf bag.
Oh my god, that is so nasty.
Yes, that's the absolute worst kiss.
Shanice is way too quiet. Shanice, what was your best one?
That was Shanice. And the funny thing is,
that was horrible.
The funny thing is, the absolute best kiss was like a peck on the lips. When I was like 12 or 13, I had my first little peck on the lips, and that was just the highlight of my whole month. So the most simplest kiss, because of the way that I felt about the person at the time and how much I liked him. So it wasn't nothing sexually based or anything like that, or anything in the midst of sex. It was just a peck on the lips that just did it for me, that made it the ultimate best kiss. The worst by far is more memorable than anything. So I'm still traumatized over that, even though it was years and years ago.
Jill, what's yours, Jill?
Oh, my worst was the first kiss I ever had, and it was in middle school. Don't tell my mom, but I kissed a boy in middle school. And he, I don't know what it was, but it was so much fit involved in it.
Good.
I was just like, it took me a while to try it again. It was just like a lot of gook and spit. It was disgusting. My first kiss was disgusting. So I don't have good memories of it. But you know, now, you know, I've had some awesome kisses since then. But that first one was the worst.
Oh, yeah, I remember once when I was younger, it was, you know, the guy who, he kind of had, like, these, like, I mean, he almost had, like, those LL Cool J lips, like, you know, like, those nice, full, good-looking lips, and he was, like,
yes.
a popular guy at junior high. I'm telling you guys, I kissed him, oh, like, my whole face, like, from my nose down was wet.
Oh,
he just like absorbed my whole bottom half of my face, and I was like, oh my god, like I was like, that was the worst kiss I'd ever had. It was such a huge disappointment because every girl in school dreamt about this guy and his lips, and I actually had a chance to kiss him. It was awful, like from my nose all the way down to my chin, my whole face was wet. I don't know how he did that.
Like, that's a prime example that look can be deceiving.
I agree. Oh,
good God.
Wow.
I didn't hear that. No one has topped me yet.
Yeah,
no,
you got it, girl. I think we were like, you got it. Hands
yeah.
down. It's yours.
Yeah, I'm the monster.
Oh, baby, you got one?
You know, I'm going to put my first quote-unquote grade school boyfriend on blast. His name is Peter.
Oh, good Lord.
You know when you say, oh, he's my boyfriend, and you hold hands for like a day, and then you break up? And I was like, I don't know, 11 or 12. It was horrible. First kiss was the worst. It was one of those where you're like, okay, we're at the age that we French now, so I know I'm going to have my mouth open. And what does he do? He freaking hits my teeth with his teeth. It's like, really? You can't miss. Like, my face is right here. But, yeah, that was way, way, way bad.
Ouch. That hurt. The teeth, the bumping of the teeth is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, Allison,
it was in the
Allison, right, Allison in the chat room, she's one of our regulars. I love her to death. She said, I had one worse kiss, and he kissed me with all tongue, and I was not appreciating all tongue.
Ew.
I don't know if you were with that.
Ew.
I know, but last but not least, Miss Angelique, we have been anxiously awaiting your answer. You know, this might top you, Denise. I don't know. I don't know what her worst kiss is, but you know Angelique's crazy.
I was like, you know, I was a little nauseous over here. Let me see. Well, one of the worst kisses, I was in my teens, and this dude, I can't even remember his name no more. That's how traumatized I was. And he tried to kiss me, and his kiss was like, I guess, consistent of trying to like lick my face off at the same time and do like the suction with like a vacuum, and somehow my nose and my chin got all involved, and I'm like, whoa, like what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And you know, I had them little lip smackers, lip gloss. I don't know if you guys remember that back in the day. It was like the Lisa Frank. That was like the bomb, like lip smackers. You can't be licking off my lip gloss. That's a no-no. So, you know, I can't, no, I wasn't feeling it. But when you kiss my lips, not my nose, not my chin. My mama taught me how to wash my face. I'm straight.
Thank you, Lashana. You sparked so much controversy just now. I think I'm still throwing up in my mouth from Shanice's story.
I had to answer that question. It had to be answered, so I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
God, your worst kisses is like worse than mine, because I had a worst kiss back at prom. It was just nasty.
Wait,
we
want to hear about it. What happened?
Yeah, we want to hear about it, Lashana. What happened?
Well, mainly, here's how it started. I got picked up in a white stretch limo by this guy who I had a crush on from all the way from elementary school all the way to high school. And mainly, he missed my lips and kissed my ear.
Wow. In two different regions.
Right. Oh, my. He was just nervous.
Yeah, and it was just—it's just horrible. Let's just say, well, ugh. Even when I talk about it, I'm getting nauseous.
Well, I'd rather have my ear kissed any day rather than have extra food in my mouth. So,
right, cleaning out my
right.
nose and all that.
Right, but my okay. best kiss, but my best kiss of all was at a movie theater. I was 28 at the time, and this guy who dated me mainly. One of my aunt's friend's nephews was older than me. He was about 42, so I was, like, at a decent age. He actually gave me the best kiss ever, right on the lips, no spit involved, just a right perfect kiss. And after that, I was like, what the hell did just happen? And I told my mom, and she was like, oh, you got the best kiss. And I'm like, why do I feel like I'm about to pass out? She's like, well, you probably got the hots from him. I'm like, no, because he's 42 and he's not my type. Mainly my mother is. That's true. Mainly,
I would rather have the best kiss the rest of my life than have, like, you know, than worry that he's 42. You gotta let it go, Shana. Go back and find
right.
that man.
Right. I just had to say to my mother, she always tried to be the little matchmaker for me, so I can't complain.
Go
exactly. Well, aww. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Guys, we're down to the last 4 minutes before we start the Unscripted Radio Guilty Pleasure Show. This has been an amazing hour. Like, it went by so fast, right?
Right. Already?
I know. It's an amazing hour. Time flies when you're having fun. But I want to give you guys the floor. We've got 3 minutes left. So tell me, you know, any last thoughts, any last what did we learn from this episode? If we learned anything, come in. We'll start with you.
What did I learn?
Yeah.
I learned
you don't have to learn anything, but...
I learned a very proud information about my very close friend, Shanice.
What?
I
you better
know.
Not mention to anyone.
It's on the radio. It's out there. You know, I really like doing this with the girls, and I've learned to like them a lot more, and I don't know you guys all very in-depth, but I like your personality, so I learned that today. That I enjoy
awesome.
Daisy and Angelique and Karen and Shanice, although, you know, I've learned some new information. Still love you. And that's why I have to love you unconditionally. Yeah,
absolutely.
For the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Right? So Shanice, she put
yes.
you on blast. Any final thoughts?
I learned that my best friend is a little more square than I am, so I don't feel too bad today. I actually feel like I'm pretty cool. because the last show, I was thinking that I was just a nerd of the bunch, but I think she taught me at this segment, so I feel
yeah.
pretty good about myself. I feel like I fit in a little bit.
There you go. See, I told you. And, you know, everybody, we demoed the show when we did Unscripted Reality. So we keep talking about the other show. You haven't heard it yet. We're still going to play that episode. But, yeah, these great ladies have been able to meet each other before. We got 1 minute. Daisy, Angelique, sorry. Go quick. Any final thoughts?
Well, I didn't really learn too much. But I love the ladies. I love the personalities. I mean, I can't wait to do the next show. So
yay.
Let's do it.
Well, I have to say that I just saw Danielle post that she learned that threesome with girls are okay, but not her. Toys bad. Kissing with food in mouth sucks. Thank you, Danielle.
And on that note,
we learned. Right. So on that note, good night, everybody, and stay tuned for the next show on Silly Radio.